This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So they've come up with a new way to gauge if your baby name you're thinking about using is too weird.
Oh.
Because we've definitely tilted toward the weird side these days.
Well, we parents like to say unique.
Well, okay, unique.
You say weird, I say unique.
I say unique qua. All right, so.
I grew up with a girl named Unique.
Get out. Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Well, it's called the Starbucks test, and here is what you do. You go into a Starbucks with the name.
Yeah.
Because if you ask your friends, they're all going to say, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's nice. No, that's great.
Yeah.
But somebody who doesn't know you will be more honest. So you ask the barista, can you easily spell this name that I want to name my baby on the cup? Then can you pronounce it?
See, while I think this is a nice idea, it's not going to work because when you tell Starbucks even the easiest names, they mess it up on the cup.
So you're saying Starbucks hires dumb people.
They'll say, on your name, I say Amanda. They write Samantha.
So you're calling Starbucks employees dumb.
No, but you'll be like, my name's Kelly, okay. And they write Felly.
I agree with you, though, for a different reason.
My name's Jeff. Okay, Leff. Leff, your coffee's here.
All right, here's why I think it is a bad method to use. Here is what they cited as an example. Somebody was thinking about naming their baby this name. I'm going to spell it out, okay? And theoretically,
I love this.
The barista should be able to know how to pronounce it.
Sure.
X-A-N-T-H-E.
Xanther. Yeah. Oh, Xantha. Not E-R, just Xanth.
Well,
Xanth.
You're in the ballpark. You did better than me. I thought it would be Xantha. It's pronounced Xanthi.
Xanthi.
Let's face it, that name sucks.